And this is clamming. I go digging for clams once every 2 or 3 years, just to keep my hand in. I usually cut it. And I'm sure that whenever I do so, I tell the same story of how at the age of 4, I was trapped by the tide as I clammed a sandbar. It's no story at all, but I tell it and tell it. It serves my small lust to be thought of as someone who's lived, really. I've a war, too, to fall back on, and some years of flying, as well as a high quota of drunken parties, a wife and children. But somehow the clamming thing gives me an image of me that soothes my psyche like none of the louder events. Me, helpless, alone with my sand pail, as fate in the form of soupy Long Island sound comes stalking me. I've a son now at that age. He's spoiled. He's been sickly. He's handsome and bright, affectionate and demanding. I think of tides when I look at him. I'd have him alone and sea-girt, poor little boy. The self, what a brute it is. It wants. It will not let go of its even most fictional grandeur, but must grope down in the muck of its past for some little squirting life and bring it up tenderly to the low and behold of death, that it may weep and pass on the weeping, keep the thing going. Son, when you clam, watch out for the tides and take care of yourself, yet no great care, lest you care too much and talk of the caring, and bore your best friends and inhibit your children and sicken at last into opera on somebody's sandbar. When you clam, son,